Today, we have the privilege of presenting on developing and testing an incident response plan, which I will acknowledge may not be the single most exciting presentation that you have ever sat through, but it's certainly one of the most important, because regardless of whether you're in private practice, you are corporate counsel, you are on the governmental side of things, the importance of having a good, usable incident response plan reaches to all sectors and to all people. So if it's not something that you're already thinking about, hopefully by the end of the presentation today, you'll have some good takeaways. And I think that it's also interesting, we come at this from two separate sides. So in my capacity at Straus Friedberg, a lot of what I do is proactive consulting with clients on building out their incident response capabilities and their IR plans. And then Bill has the great knowledge and firsthand experience of how that's really working and how at a corporate level the IR plans are being built and playing out. So hope to give you both perspectives today as we go forward. And moving forward, we'll go forward in our slides. So why do I need an IR plan? I hope you're not asking yourself that question, but in the event that you are, it's certainly to gain a readiness to face any sort of security attack. And studies have been very consistent in the fact that when you catch an incident early, you are going to reduce cost, you're going to reduce time out, and you may be able to head off at the pass any sort of significant outages in your environment.